Hi there. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd, and this is a special edition of the No Name Nerd podcast. Why is it a special edition? Because, well, usually we drop these every Monday night, and I'm sticking one here on a Tuesday because I woke up this morning with a fabulous idea, and I wanted to share it with you. Want to learn more? Just keep listening. Hi there. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd. And it is February 16th, and I woke up with an idea this morning. Actually, I've had this lingering idea for maybe a week now, and it's the idea for a new product, but that wasn't the idea I had this morning. The idea I had this morning was, for all of you entrepreneurial-minded streamers, gamers, and content creators, I thought I would do something a little different with this product idea. Because for those of you who have been around the No Name Nerd community for a long time, you might notice that I tend to like to test out ideas by thinking up something, putting it up in the store, maybe sending out some emails, putting it up on social media, seeing what interests the community, seeing what interests the audience. And if it sticks and I get a response, then it stays up and it stays in the store. And if people aren't really interested, then you might see it suddenly disappear. And it's usually been kind of more under the launch model, where it is keep it a secret, develop it at the back end, put it out there, and then see what happens. And I thought that I would do a little differently this way, that, you know, as 2021 has been my year of putting myself out there and communicating more directly with the audience, I thought that today what I would do is I would make the first in a series of videos and podcasts that are showing you the process of product development kind of from start to finish. And I thought it might be fun for people in the audience, people in the No Name Nerd community, to kind of see my thought process and see what I go through and see what I think of and how I go about taking something from a product idea to implementing it in the No Name Nerd store. There's no big wow. There's no big, hey, what are you... surprise, this is a new product. What we're going to do instead is show you right now the idea phase and then go about showing you how it plays out in implementation in real time. So the idea is I'd like to create digital trading cards. And here's what I'm thinking, and here's been the confluence of ideas that have come up in my head, even though this has actually been lingering on my mind for a couple of years, and about a year ago, I played around with something similar. I really, you know, have looked at Fortnite and this idea of digital collectibles and the idea that you can create something that is uniquely you has always been part and parcel of the No Name Nerd brand. And so I was thinking much in the same way that you guys can create your own shirts and jerseys and logos and domain names and websites even via the No Name Nerd, that wouldn't it be fun to have like your own trading card? And the thing that has kind of held me back the most on that is I haven't quite been satisfied with the idea of just doing a, you know, like the paper cardboard trading cards and having it as something that, you know, you could just collect a stack of, and they showed up in the foil envelopes. That is cool and all, but felt a little archaic. And actually, I did look into even manufacturers for those at one point. But I realized that I really wanted to be a little more cutting edge than that. And here in February of 2021, I've noticed that crypto coins, Bitcoin, you know, altcoins like Ethereum and Dogecoin, of course, that they've seen a new life recently. And so I played around with that. Gosh, I actually first played around with crypto coin back in 2011, not to the point, unfortunately, that I became ridiculously wealthy, but to the point that I researched it and did buy some, and I find the technology very interesting. But here's the thing, is that what people don't realize is that there is actually some utility associated with blockchain technology. And one of the benefits of blockchain technology is it actually creates the ability for you to have non-replicatable digital products. And so the problem with things like digital trading cards right now is that On one side, it's either something that here's an image and it might be a cool image and it might be worth paying for, but it's an image that could be replicatable a number of times. And so it's not really a collectible because it is something that can be copied and pasted 1,000 times over and distributed as many times as you want. And that's cool, but it's not really a collectible in my mind. And then, you know, you have on the other side, you've got like the skins that are controlled by that you can buy on Fortnite. And those skins are cool, too. And on some level, those are more like true collectibles because you've got you've got Epic that is able to control how widely distributed those are and how rare they are and things like that. But at the same time, the downside to that is it's not really something that you own because it's always a digital product that functionally lives on Epic's and Fortnite's servers, right? And so if they go down, if they have a problem, if they decide that you are not following the terms and services, or it's not something you can also sell on your own. Now, there's a solution to this, and the solution to this is called non-fungible tokens. And I would encourage you to just do a Google search for non-fungible tokens. This is a great article that I was reading recently on OpenSea about what non-fungible tokens are. And the short answer to non-fungible tokens is that they are parts of a blockchain, right? So parts of Ethereum or Bitcoin or whatever, the chain of information that says, you know, you own something that represent a digital product. And so if there is a segment of a blockchain that is designated via what's called a smart contract as a non-fungible token, non-fungible simply means you can't exchange it for anything else. It means that it is a unique representation for that digital product and a non-interchangeable unique representation for that digital product. Functionally, it is a way of tagging something as being a single one-of-a-kind item. But if we were to create No Name Nerd non-fungible tokens associated with the trading cards, what that would mean, and this is the interesting thing, right? And you'll see in this article, if you read it, some other examples. What that means is that No Name Nerd digital trading card is something that you would own yourself, would be yours, and that it would live. How does that work, right? It works because it would live in your Ethereum wallet. And so right now, for instance, I am using something called MetaMask. And MetaMask is, let's see, I'm not sure it's showing up. MetaMask is actually a Chrome app that allows you to keep Ethereum, right, in a digital wallet. And a digital wallet is really just what it says, which is a place to keep digital money, right? And what's interesting about digital wallets is you can have online digital wallets where the digital product, the digital asset, right? Whether it's a fungible asset like Bitcoin or a non-fungible asset, right? A unique and singular item like a No Name Nerd trading card, you can keep it in that wallet. You can keep that in an online wallet and you can keep that in a physical wallet, right? A digital physical wallet that is not connected to the internet. So it's yours. It's genuinely yours, and you can do whatever you want with it. And including what you can do with it, of course, is you can put it on a marketplace to buy and sell. And so you can take that Ethereum based smart contract digital trading card, and you can put it into a marketplace. And you can, if you want, you can just give it away. You could send it, right, digitally via the, in this case, I'm looking at using Ethereum. So there certainly are other crypto coins that have the ability for smart contracts, but I'm looking at Ethereum. So you can send it to somebody else, just give it away, right? So this could be your followers that, maybe your first follower, you could give a, I'm trying to think of somebody's name, a No Name Nerd 1 card. Your second follower, you could give a No Name Nerd 2 card, right? And you could actually permanently designate that card as being for the first and second follower. But here's what I think is interesting about it is then for them, they've got an incentive to collect it because let's say you're giving away, you give away 50 of these to your first followers. And then, or maybe you hold on to the first 10 of these and you give away, the next 40 of these. to your next 40 followers. And maybe you hold on to the first 10 and give them, you know, special original cards. You know, as your audience grows, as your followers grow, these could grow in value. These could grow in value for your followers. These could grow in value for yourself. And then you could look to a marketplace like OpenSea. OpenSea is the largest one right now for non-fungible assets. And then you could trade them, right? You could sell them. You could put them up for auction. And you could buy and sell the digital asset that you own, because that's one of the benefits of having a digital trading card that is going to be part of a non-fungible token, is that you can send it, give it away, and then they could own it, and you would once you send it to somebody, right, it's theirs. It is genuinely theirs. And I guess let me give you an example of what I mean by this. So this is number 14, Crypto Hero Bat. It's seen as a rare one. Now, what you see here is you see some details about the card, but also you see that this is one that was created and was created 34 minutes ago and actually hasn't been sent anywhere. So it's basically just been created. But you can trace some of them. And let me try and find one that has been bought and sold several times. Like for this one, right, you see that it was created a year ago and that it has been traded, and this is the value as it's been bought in terms of Ethereum. So these prices are entirely in Ethereum. Ethereum, I mean, just for point of reference, is I think around $1,800 per Ethereum coin right now. So, and then it's been traded over time, right? It's been swapped and bought and sold. So that's the idea, right? That's what I'm going to be creating here in the No Name Nerd store, is I want to create a section for trading cards. And the idea is that you, for a fee, of course, because I'm a business and I gotta cover my costs somewhere, you guys will pay for a custom trading card, and then that trading card could have your image on it, right? So you can decide maybe some of the text, you can decide... you know, will that trading card have stats on it? Will that trading card have a description? Will that trading card have your gamer tag? Will it have your logo? And then you can put it on the trading card. And these are the details that I'm working on. And then I will send it to you then to your Ethereum wallet, where whether you're using MetaMask or another Ethereum wallet, I will send it to you, and then you'll be able to access and keep it. And if you want to, you could put it up on OpenSea or another online marketplace to sell or trade. Or maybe you could just give them away to your followers. It's going to be up to you. But really, so that's the idea. And you know, there are a number of steps to this process. And, I guess... I'm kind of opening the door by explaining all of the steps to this, because theoretically somebody could replicate everything that I'm doing and they could do it themselves. And so, but I'm going to take that risk, because I figure that I thought that the fun of having you on board during this process would be a fair trade-off for the risk of having somebody, I guess, sort of take my idea. And so to give you some background, how am I going to overcome some of the technological problems associated with this? Well, recently OpenSea created the ability to generate your own non-fungible tokens automatically on the Ethereum chain without any programming knowledge. And prior to this, you needed to know some programming. So I've been playing around, and the official Nerd Card 1 exists, although I'll probably take it down as a non-fungible token right now. And I promised to you the trading cards are going to look better than that. I just kind of wanted to get a sense of what was involved in generating a non-fungible token. So I'm looking at OpenSea right now for the platform that I'm going to be using to generate the non-fungible tokens. And then for those of you who are unfamiliar with... I don't have a strong ability to draw stuff. And so what I'm actually looking at doing is I'm using a company called Upwork, and actually Upwork's a very popular company for those of you who aren't familiar with it. And what it is a independent contractor search service. And so if you're ever looking to hire somebody, whether it's somebody in the US or somebody around the world, if there is ever something that you don't know how to do and you want to hire somebody and you've got some funds to hire somebody, I do highly recommend Upwork because it is extraordinarily convenient. But, you know, you also got to think of it a little bit like Fiverr, where, you know, Fiverr, you pay people per project, and Upwork, you usually pay people per hour. And so it's usually meant for longer term relationships to hire independent contractors. And, you know, much as, you know, hiring anybody for anything, that you got to be cautious. You got to think about, am I going to get the value, you know, for what I want? That, you know, you've got, as a business owner, as maybe a developing entrepreneur, you got to give some thought as to how much can I afford to pay somebody? What is going to be the quality of the product that I receive? Am I going to can I get the profit margins that I need to keep the business operational? And, you know, and Upwork is interesting because you can find some people often in countries where the cost of living is much lower and the cost is much lower, but sometimes you do have to worry about and negotiate the quality of the work that's involved. But then again, there are people who are working off of Upwork for hundreds of thousands or hundreds of dollars an hour. So, you know, it's also not a terrible place if you are a developing entrepreneur and looking to sell a service to hang up your shingle, as they say, to get started. So if you're interested in the technology behind where we're going with this, take a look at, just search for non-fungible tokens. And again, it's incredibly fascinating because really what happens is there is a bit of code that appears in the blockchain, with the blockchain, whether it's Bitcoin or Ethereum or whoever, that says, hey, you know, this digital product is owned by Brian, and this is what it is, and, you know, nobody else owns it. And so it means that, you know, the example here is Gods Unchained is a game they have. Or this was really made famous by CryptoKitties a few years ago now. Gosh, there were billions of dollars. I'm not exaggerating. Billions of dollars that were being used to collect CryptoKitties. So I'm not interested necessarily in creating something that is going to be a game like CryptoKitties, although you never know. That really, for the no-name nerd community, what I see is this is your opportunity to, as conveniently as possible, generate your own non-fungible tokens that are associated with the trading card that's associated with you, right? And so maybe this is where I would be interested in your comments or suggestions on how you could see using these things, because you know, there certainly would be no limit on the number that you could create. But then again, every time you create one, it's only one. And so, you know, if you had one that was based on your logo and then maybe you change your logo, and so, you know, you might want to create another one, or maybe you are going to create ones for each one of your followers that are going to sort of permanently designate them as this is the card that was made when, you know, I got follower 100, and they can do whatever they want with it, but it will always be permanently the card for the person who, you know, was follower 100. So I think there's some really interesting potential in terms of trying to take these non-fungible tokens, trading cards, and your goal of being a streamer and entrepreneur. So here we are. We're at the idea stage, and I'm starting to develop the prototypes, I'm having somebody else develop the prototypes for the cards. And I think that prototyping process will actually probably take a little while, because, you know, my half-assed design here is hardly going to count. And, you know, so I think the next phase will probably be me showing you what the prototype looks like and maybe giving you my thoughts as to how I envision it appearing as a product in the store and how I plan on making that happen. So I hope you found this little talk interesting. I hope that you find our developing product interesting. And at the very least, I hope that you, even if, I should note one more thing, by the way. One of the other things I always do is I do give a lot of thought to names, and I gave a lot of thought to what is going to be a useful name for this. And as some of you know, I have a mild obsession with domain names. And so I decided to go with Crypto Nerd World as the domain name. And you'll see that Crypto Nerd World is now taken because I already purchased it. Although you can always go to host.nonamenerd.com if you want to see if a name is taken. And so that is right now the Crypto Nerd World is the operating name for the trading cards. And the reason for that is I really wanted to incorporate crypto because I think that one of the things that makes this product unique and interesting is the fact that we're using the blockchain technology, cryptocurrency, to make each of the products non-fungible, non-transferable, and genuinely and authentically one of a kind, where the person who buys it or the person you transfer it to, they actually own it, right? It really is something they keep in control. Perhaps for obvious reasons, I try and keep the word nerd in new products that we develop. And I'll just be honest with you, the only reason that world is on there is because cryptonerd.com was already taken, and I wanted to own a domain name that I could start pointing to these locations. And I wanted something that had good SEO, but was also pretty memorable, that was also introduced the unique nature of the technology, but it was also consistent with the Nerd brand. And so it's possible to change it. You know, I buy domain names and sometimes don't use them because I just want to lock them in. It's more of a precaution than anything else. But we'll see. That's kind of, I've got some good reasons that I like Crypto Nerd World. And especially if we end up, because we can start putting all of these together. And if we end up with these very large collections, I kind of like this idea of world, a giant collection full of all you nerds, except all of you nerds as trading cards and non-fungible cryptocurrency, where we can all sort of pull them together and see all the members of the No Name Nerd community, except via trading cards that you guys will have, of course, the ability to customize, as with most of our products. So I look forward to you joining on me on this journey of product development. That gives you an idea of the idea stage. And in the next stage, I will talk to you a little bit more about prototyping and give you my thoughts as to where we are related to that. Thanks again. If you want to join one of our communities, make sure to drop by nerdsbelonghere.com. And of course, you can always stop by the store at nonamenerd.com.
So remember, if you are a nerd who loves to game, stream, read, watch, play, and are interested in promoting a welcoming and inclusive nerd culture, you belong with us. Just head to nonamenerd.com and join one of our online communities. If you want to get an in-depth understanding about how to grow the audience of your stream or bolster your followers, head to mynerdschool.com for professional courses for streamers and gamers looking to take their online presence to the next level. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd. Thanks for joining me.